Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and Happy New Year. Happy freaking New Year. This is our first episode right out of the gate of 2026. And what a better way to kick off our podcast year than a client testimonial. The first Wednesday of every single month, we have been doing a client testimonial. So these are clients that our providers on the Find Food Freedom team have worked with for an extended period of time. And these clients at the end of their time together say, I would love to share my journey candidly with whoever wants to hear it. And we are always so, so grateful to anybody that wants to speak up, because I can talk about intuitive eating forever, and that's great. But I think it's more invaluable to you to be able to hear from our clients directly. Because everybody's journey is so different. So before we jump into today's episode, every single week of the Find Food Freedom Podcast, we do a Find Food Freedom win of the week. And this entire episode is a win. So usually I don't do a win of the week on our client testimonial episodes because the entire episode is dedicated to that. But it was like perfect timing where one of our providers, Grace, who today's client, Abby, she worked with Grace, and you'll hear her mention Grace's name. Grace is one of the dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors on our team. So she is an incredible provider, and she just happened to send through on our Slack channel. At the end of every week, our providers share their own client win of the week that made them really happy or really proud of the work they've been doing. And so Grace just sent this through. This is a different client than you're going to hear about today, but this was Grace's win of the week. One of my clients got her blood work back and all of her labs are within normal range. Now, after a handful of years of them being high from her restrictive eating days before we started working together. And then she started crying at the end, saying how thankful she was to have me in her corner supporting her week after week, with some emojis thrown in there. So these messages are just, they make me so happy to read and for our providers to really reflect on how much work they've been doing and how they're changing people's lives. But I think that's such an important win of the week because, yes, we help people make peace with food. But I think there's this big misconception that health is not a component of intuitive eating. But we see this a lot where people's lab values, maybe it's their blood sugar, their blood pressure, their cholesterol, like all these different markers of health. We can help get these into normal range, and we can help look at these and say, okay, where are they right now? Where do you need them to be? Where do you want them to be? And that is a huge part of the intuitive eating process, is working on genuinely improving your health physically, mentally, emotionally, if you want to, not because you have to. So very, very special shout out to Grace, one of our providers, for the incredible work that she's doing, not only with that client that she just shared about, but with today's client that we are going to highlight, Abby. She's a client that Grace worked with. She had Abby had 10 sessions covered by insurance, which we talk about in the episode. And I also just thought it was a great thing to point out that it is January. And what that means is those benefits reset. So if you're someone who you're like, I know that I have 3 or 10 or 15 sessions by a dietitian covered by insurance, it's time to get those benefits checked again, because a lot of times those reset in the new year and people don't even know. You can check your insurance benefits by clicking the link in the show notes below. You can go on TikTok, Instagram, anywhere that our links live in our bio. You'll be able to check your insurance benefits. And most people have no idea that they have this coverage. Like, until they check, all you got to do, put in your state, put in your insurance plan. We will do the heavy lifting for you. And it's it's a no-brainer, because if you do not have coverage, we will gift you 1 free month of our Fine Food Freedom membership completely free, which includes 3 free calls, live calls with a dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. So either you have free one-on-one support with our team or a free month of support. And I can't stress enough, like, we do this because I found myself over and over and over again on interviews saying, I want as many people as possible to make peace with food and make peace with their body. And I had to really get honest with myself and say, like, if we don't take insurance, we're not going to be able to help as many people as possible. And so this has allowed us to reach thousands and thousands of more people and get this care out there. We have incredible providers. Like, I can't even express to you how amazing our team is. They're incredible. They live all over the US. And if you have a specific specialty or like a niche medical condition, there is someone that can help you. Our girls have all different specialties. So please get those insurance benefits checked. And please, please, please enjoy today's episode with our client, Abby, sharing her journey of intuitive eating, working alongside Grace on the Fine Food Freedom team. Okay, Abby, so I want to start with a very general question for you. How did you hear about Fine Food Freedom, and what made you say, now is the time I want to reach out and get some support?
Yeah, so going into the beginning of the new year, it sounds really stereotypical, but I was like, this is something I want to work on. I had heard a little bit about intuitive eating through social media, and I was interested in learning more. So I started kind of on my own, looking for resources and just trying to learn what I could by myself. And I have a friend who I've known since elementary school who is a certified therapist, and she works a lot with disordered eating. And so I reached out to her and for any podcast recommendation, book recommendations that might help. And on her list of podcast recommendations was a couple of your episodes. And so I started like going through her list, and I was like taking it all in, and I learned a lot, but I still felt like I needed help applying it to my life. And so I started following you guys on socials, and that's when I decided to reach out and see if I could even qualify or if it was even an option for me financially. And thankfully, my insurance covered 10 free sessions, and I didn't even know it. So that was a really cool surprise. And it felt like I had done what I could by myself, and it was time to get someone who could help me, like take it even a step further. And honestly, when I submitted the request or whatever you call it, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. This is ridiculous. Like, I started second guessing myself, and I got really scared, I guess. But immediately after talking to Grace, our first session, I felt so much more at ease and was just like, yes, this is what I should be doing. It just calmed all my nerves.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And I think what you experienced initially is so common, like everything you talked through. First of all, I love how you brought up the point of like, you were learning, you were taking it all in, you were kind of doing your own research, and then you got to a place of like, okay, this is all great and I love it, but how do I apply it to my life? And that is, I always tell people, it's like, if I read a book on accounting, it's not like overnight I can be my own accountant. So it's like that same kind of thing, right? Like, we read the book, or we read about it, or we watch a video, and it's like, okay, but how do I do it? And finding that person who can help you. And I also love to hear that you had free sessions. I think that's such a common thing I hear from our clients, are like, I had no idea that I had this insurance coverage.
And I never would have known if I hadn't have seen where you guys accept insurance and just asked.
Yeah.
Like, it's something your insurance really advertises.
Totally. Totally. Well, that is incredible. And that kind of leads me into my next question of, you know, you shared how comfortable Grace made you feel, and you were kind of scared and excited at the same time. But that's so normal, right? To have those nerves of like, should I really be doing this? So I'd love to hear from you. You obviously had a great idea of what intuitive eating was and kind of what you're getting into. But what were your expectations? Like, what did you think support was going to look like from our team versus what was it actually? Like, did it meet your expectations? Did it, like, just, I would love to hear that from you.
Mm-hmm. So having already done a little bit of background knowledge building on my own, I think I came into it expecting it to be just more, I sit here and I listen and I learn. Like, she's going to tell me all the things to do or not to do. And I just like soak it up like a regular student in a class, which was totally not the case. It was a lot more interactive and based on things that were just happening in my life, which was way more helpful. And it also just gave me a space where I could talk about things like, hey, I noticed this 2 days ago. Let's talk about that. That was weird. Why did I do that? Or why did I feel this way? So that was probably the biggest, I wouldn't call it a shock, but like my biggest misconception about what this was going to be when I started. I also didn't expect how like easy it would be to like, once I started sharing about it, to keep sharing about it. I was a little nervous because I had never done any form of therapy or any type of talk therapy with a specialist. So I was a little worried that I would be less willing to participate or less willing to share. But just coming in with Grace, we had similar stories. We had similar, like, growing up, we did similar things like sports. So I felt like we had a lot of places where we could connect, and it helped make me feel more at ease.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think that's, I always say as a counselor, like the best counselors do the least amount of talking. And not like, obviously not in all cases. Of course, we teach and we talk and we do that dance back and forth. But that is such a common experience I hear of that. Like, I thought I was just going to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. Really, you have all the answers, and it's our job as the professional to teach you how to trust your body and use those life experiences or those things that come up in real life to say, huh, like, I'm really curious, like, why did I respond that way? Or why, you know, why did this trigger me, or so on and so forth? So thank you so much for sharing that here. And so one thing I like to do is, and we actually didn't talk about this before I hit record, so we'll ask for your permission now and see what you think, is I'd like to pull up paperwork from your first, before your first session, right? We have that new client paperwork. And we ask everyone, like, how would you describe your relationship with food, or how would you describe your relationship with your body? And I would love to read that to you and hear from you now. Like, does that still feel true to you? Or how does it feel hearing that and kind of just seeing your thoughts on that?
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Okay. Perfect. And if you let me know what you think, we'll take it from there. So first off, I think it's important to create the context of your first, your first session was in mid-April, but you filled this paperwork out on April 8th of 2025, and we're at the beginning of September now, and you've had, like you said, those 10 sessions with Grace. So it's so cool to see, like, how much work you've done and what that timeline has been like. So on the paperwork here, we say, how would you rate your relationship with food? And we have little check boxes that you can put pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. And so for how you would rate your relationship with food, you had put neutral at that time. And you said, I've been trying to do a lot of work towards reteaching myself what food is and how it helps me and not hurts me. Right now, I choose neutral. Because while I feel like I've made a lot of growth, I want to do more to make my relationship with food positive. So would love to hear what's coming up for you as you hear that.
Well, what's interesting is I couldn't remember which one I chose. So when you read those in my head, I was thinking, okay, in this moment now, I would say it's positive. And then when you said I put neutral and how I wanted it to grow more, I was like, whoa. I did it. I'm working towards that. You know, we're getting better every day. Yeah, that makes me feel really proud because going into it, like I had mentioned, I was trying to learn, and it was like I had hit a wall where my brain understood everything, but my heart wasn't buying it yet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like after having my sessions with Grace, my heart really believes it more. And a lot of that food noise has died down. Like, not every day is perfect, of course. And I still have moments, but overall, I would say it's a lot more positive.
That's so beautifully said. I love how you talked about your brain and your heart aligning, because I think that's something like, especially how you talked about you saw stuff on social before coming into this work. It's like, you know, people will say like food holds no morality or food is not good or bad. And it's like, we can hear that, but do we like believe it and feel it? And there's such a difference in that. So you, I think you illustrated that so beautifully. And that's what I love about this paperwork, because like you should be proud of yourself, first of all. So I'm so glad to hear you say that. And it kind of gives you that, I'm using heavy air quotes for our listeners, but like before and after, right? Because intuitive eating is, it's so gray and messy. It's not black and white. It's not linear, right? So, and it's not tangible. There's no numbers. There's no tracking. So I think sometimes it's really cool to look at this and be like, oh, I was here and now I'm here. And like you said, some days may be harder. We may have our moments. It's not about always having air quotes success, but it's really cool to see how far you've come in such a short amount of time, really, too. Which is incredible.
And I would add that the biggest thing I feel like I've taken away from these sessions is all the tools that I can use. I thought it would just be giving me tools. Here, use this, try this. But we really, it's like me and Grace came up with them on our, like together, depending on whatever the situation was. So now when I do have those moments of maybe my relationship is leaning more towards the negative side, I have things I can pull out of my back pocket to support me that I know are directly applicable to my life.
I love that. Is there any tool that you're thinking of in particular that like really sticks out to you that you're like, oh, I use this one, or I know, like whether it's related to food, body image, anything that you're like, this one was an aha moment for me, or I really, really enjoyed it or find myself using it often?
Yeah. So a lot of the tools we talked about that stick out to me have to do with like body image more so than intuitive eating. And I was getting ready to be in a wedding, and the bridesmaid dress that I had to wear was satin. Oh, the most dangerous fear-inducing fabric of all time, right?
Totally.
And I was talking to Grace about it, and she was just like, well, just wear it. Like, wear it around your house. Wear it to clean your room, or wear it just to hang out and see how it actually feels. Because it was, as soon as I put it on, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't move. I have to be a Barbie doll so everything looks okay. And so really spending more time being aware of how I feel in clothes versus how I look in clothes has helped me tremendously.
I love that. And it's like such a simple thing, but it's so profound, right? Mm-hmm. It's like wearing the clothes that it's going to induce fear. It's like almost exposure therapy, right? Like putting it on and allowing ourselves to feel ourselves in our bodies. So that's so beautifully said. And I love that you kind of naturally transition to that body image work. I think that's a lot of people think that when you work with an intuitive eating counselor, you're only going to talk about food, right? Because it's like intuitive eating. But then we kind of come to find, once we make peace with food and things start to really unravel there, it's like, oh, it's not actually about the food. And sure, don't get me wrong, there are things related to food, but we can uncover a lot more relationships, whether that be with movement or with our body or whatever that may be. So on your paperwork, we actually have that exact same question where we wrote, how would you describe your relationship with your body? And on here we checked off unpleasant. And when asked why, you wrote, I can be very self-critical when it comes to how I look. I always was in a bigger body than my friends growing up, and I always have been very aware of how different my body was than others. I have noticed that I body check quite often and can tend to ruminate on my body weight or body image. At times, it's difficult for me to even know what my body looks like or what other people's bodies truly look like. How do you feel hearing that back now?
Yeah, it was definitely true for a long time. I don't feel like it's as true now. I feel like me and Grace, we did a lot of body image work. Probably, I would say like 60-40, 70-30 body image versus intuitive eating, because that's where I kept coming back to was I was overly critical and would just ruminate on my body. And a lot of it came down to how I felt in it. If I felt uncomfortable by my clothes or like whatever I was doing, if I felt uncomfortable because of something I ate, it made me be really self-critical. I feel like now I would definitely say more neutral. And that was my goal. I wanted neutral on that one. Just because being positive about your body, I feel like, is less attainable than neutrality. And now I feel like that's a lot more within reach. I wouldn't say that I'm perfect at it. But I do have things that I can come back to. I can pull from like conversations we've had to help support me on days when it feels more unpleasant.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I know talking about body image can be so vulnerable, but I love that how you said, like, my goal was neutral, because I think there's this unattainable, I don't want to say unattainable, but I think there's like a false narrative on social media sometimes that it's like, I have to love my body and I have to wake up every day. And it's like, that is not the case for so many people. And what a gift it is to be neutral most of the time, where it's like, I'm not obsessing about my body. I'm not hyper-focused on my body. I'm able to be present because I'm not in my head looking at my body or other people's bodies. And mm-hmm. I think giving people permission that, like, it doesn't have to be positive and you can still live a great life and be present. So I love how you kind of shone a light on that. I think that's really, really important for people to hear. And again, thank you for your honesty that, like, this isn't about being like, now I have the perfect body image and everything's great. Like, it's about like, hey, when stuff comes up, now I have the tools, the self-compassion and the curiosity to say, like, okay, how am I going to move through this? Versus you use that word, sorry, I'm pointing to your paperwork, not at you, but you use the word ruminate. And that word I resonate with so much of, like, when I was at my worst with my body image, it was like one bad body check, right? Or one bad body thought the whole day could be thrown off, right? And it's like all you could think about. And sure, you could be physically present somewhere, but you were mentally and emotionally so far gone. And so that kind of brings me to that next question for you is, like, what has this process and, like, working on your relationship with food and body, how has it changed your life? Like, because I think people think about it so granular of, like, your relationship with food, your relationship with your body, but how have you seen it impact your life in whatever way that comes up for you?
Oh, gosh. So many ways, of course. I would say with the rumination, I feel, like, way more centered in myself. We did a lot of, like, values discussions where we talk about, like, my top 5 values, 10 values, and 20 values, I think. And so I have those things that I can come back to when I'm focusing on how clothes look on me or how my body looks when I'm doing some form of movement. I can be like, hey, that actually doesn't align with the things I want to be, like compassionate, kind, striving to learn, you know, my core at who I am and who I want to be. So that's really helpful. I feel like I've gotten to know myself better. I feel like I understand now why these things come up and, like, more of the root behind it instead of just, oh, I keep having these bad thoughts about myself. I wish it would stop. I feel like I understand it more and I understand why it happens more. And that in turn helps me moving forward to stop it when it starts or to prevent it.
That is so well said. Thank you for sharing that. And so when you reflect back on your journey working with Grace on the Fine Food Freedom team, are there any aha moments we're missing? Or is there anything that sticks out to you? Maybe it was something that was said in session, or maybe it was like a little, I don't know if homework is the right word, but if she kind of gave you something to think about and then, like, outside of session, you're like, oh my gosh, like, light bulb moment. Is there anything that sticks out to you?
There are two things that popped into my brain. Towards the end of our time together, probably around the 8th or 9th session of my 10, we were talking about like how I can be really triggered by my clothes. If they're not laying the way I feel like they should, if they're not fitting the way I should. And I mentioned that in my room, I just have like multiple mirrors. And we decided to try moving one of them that hangs on my door. And moving that one mirror, I moved it literally 10 feet. Like, I'm in my sister's room. I hung it on that door right there instead of on my door, not even 10 feet away. That changed everything. Because it was like an automated response. As soon as I put on clothes, I would go look at that mirror. And so just something so simple that I wouldn't have thought of on my own was like, oh, well, that's gone. You know, like it was so simple, but without having that space and dedicated time to talk to someone about it, I don't think I would have ever done that by myself. So that was, it was funny. It was like, oh, duh, that's it. You know?
Yeah. And it's like, it's it, like you said, it's that simple act of like, oh, looking in the mirror is the trigger. Can we remove the trigger? And that doesn't mean again, that triggers go away completely, or there'll be times we things happen, but like, again, it's something I always find some of the most profound things can be some of the most simple things in the same breath. So that's so cool.
Yeah. And the other thing, she would always ask, like, what's the intention behind it? Like, sometimes we do things, but the intention behind it is what matters. Like, maybe I decide I want to go to the gym today. Well, I'm not going to punish myself for something I ate for lunch. I'm going because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Or we also talked about when I was doing the exposure, quote unquote, exposure therapy with that dress. She was like, maybe just sit with it and like, look at yourself in the mirror and just, you know, this is what it looks like when I'm walking. This is how it lays when I bend over. Like, just what's the intention behind it? It's not body checking to point out negatives. It's body checking to say, this is how it looks and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, Abby. I think it's so, so helpful for people to hear. Like, I can talk about intuitive eating all day long and kind of how we work with clients in session, but it's hearing those very specific examples, those light bulb moments, those aha moments that have clearly had such a big impact on you, that is so helpful for others to hear who may have those same fears or doubts going into these kind of counseling sessions or getting that professional support. So to close out here, if you had a friend or a loved one or a colleague or someone came to you and said, hey, I'm thinking about working with the Fine Food Freedom team, should I work with them? Yes or no? And why? What would you say to them?
I would say, yeah, like, why not? I mean, if you can either financially afford it or through your insurance or whatever way, if you have an option to, just try it. Like, there's no shame in trying. And if you decide, hey, I'm not ready for this, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. It's all about the putting yourself out there, because that was the scariest part for me, was the actually pressing send on my form and doing it. But once I started doing it, after that first session, I knew I had made the right choice. You're going to learn so much. You're going to learn so much about yourself, not just about intuitive eating and diet culture and all the things, but you're really going to get to know yourself better, which I think is arguably the coolest part.
That is really cool. I'm glad you brought that back up. When you said that earlier, I'm like, how cool. Like, I've never heard anyone reflect that back to me, like getting to know yourself better, because it really is your truest self, right? Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that what is there to lose? You were saying earlier how like the scariest part was like pressing send on that paperwork. And now look at you, not even what, I'm terrible at math, April, May, June, July, August, about 5 months later, sitting here reflecting on it and being like, oh, that's not true for me anymore. Like, how cool is that? So thank you so, so much for sharing your story. I know it's going to help so many people. And I just thank you for your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Thank you Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.